Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Old Man in the Boat is a show about an old man in a boat. Previously on The Old Man in the Boat, the old man spoke to a worm. A raindrop.
Hello.
A genie.
Hello.
A fish.
All right.
Three shadows.
Hiya.
Hello.
Can you see me?
The sun.
Shining.
And his boat.
Hello.
Also, a seagull pooped in his beard, yes.
Seagull.
But more importantly, in the last episode, the old man, his boat, and the worm were hit by a devastating storm. The big question is, did they survive? Well, of course they survived. Otherwise, I'd have to end this episode immediately. Like now. Joke. But as we rejoin the story, the old man has been washed up on a sandy beach on a tiny desert island. He's lying down, exhausted, but the storm has passed. The sun is out, as small waves from the lake are lapping around his ankles.
Oh, where am I? Boat. Boat. Where are you, boat?
Look starboard, Cap'n. Out on the lake.
Oh, there you are, old friend. Are you okay?
I'll be fine, Cap'n. It'll take more than that to finish me off.
Well, what happened?
Oh, it were pretty bad, Cap'n. It were like being in a washing machine. If a boat could fit the washing machine. Anyway, the waves were so big you couldn't hold on. And out you went into the drink. You grabbed me side, Cap'n, and I managed to get us to this here island.
I don't remember any of that, boat. But what about Worm? I remember zipping her into me pocket to keep her safe. Oh, she's not here. She's gone. Oh, Worm. I found you wallowing in your lovely mulch, and I took you out and put you on my hook and tried to feed you to the fish, and then you became my friend, and now I've lost you forever. You've gone, and it's all my fault. You were a lovely worm.
What is all this noise about? Oh, can a worm have 5 minutes kip in peace?
Worm, where are you? You're not in my pocket. Oh, are you a worm angel now?
Of course not. I'm in your other pocket.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. I thought you'd perished in the storm.
What a storm?
What do you mean, what storm? Did you sleep through the entire thing? I almost drowned. Boat nearly capsized.
Oh, it was the worst storm for hundreds of years. Centuries, maybe. Winds like you get in a hurricane. Rain like you get in a hurricane. Basically, it were like a hurricane.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. But you know what? I had this lovely dream about being on a big roller coaster. Oh, I love roller coasters.
Well, I don't know about you, Worm, but I am starving and thirsty. Shall we explore the island and see what we can find?
Good idea. Let me know if you see any mulch. I'm afraid it looks a bit sandy.
Wait a minute. Who's that over there?
The old man started walking along the beach toward a rather handsome figure sitting on a chair behind a desk speaking into a microphone. The figure was, of course, the narrator. "Hello, old man," smiled the narrator.
"What? Who are you?"
"I've been waiting for you to arrive for a long time," said the narrator. "You've been on quite a journey."
I don't understand," said the old man.
"Okay, this is properly weirding me out. Who are you exactly?"
said the worm. "I'm the narrator," replied the narrator.
"The narrator? To what?"
"To your story."
"So you've been sitting here narrating what I'm doing?"
"Yes. Look, here's my microphone." "Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 1. Microphone."
"Oh, this is so confusing."
"I'm just helping the listeners understand your journey, old man. Oh, I have something for you. Are you thirsty?"
"Listeners? Yes, I am thirsty and hungry."
"Here you go. A nice fresh coconut."
"Oh, thanks very much."
The old man took the coconut and began to drink. "Does it taste good, old man?"
"Very good, thanks."
"Could you give us a few adjectives to help explain how good it is? I'm trying to paint a picture here."
Well, it's cool and sweet and refreshing."
The coconut tasted cool, sweet, and refreshing. So, he took another sip.
"You going to narrate everything I do?"
"Well, naturally, that's why I'm here." The old man was delighted to have his own personal narrator. It was something he always wanted.
"Wait, I'm not delighted, and I have not always wanted my own personal narrator. Let's go, worm."
The old man started to walk back down the beach, away from the narrator. So he could continue narrating accurately, the narrator picked up his microphone and followed them.
"I'm not sure we can escape the narrator, worm."
"And we can't even hide on this tiny island."
The old man and the worm quietly discussed hiding from the narrator, but realized there was nowhere to hide because the island was tiny. At that moment, the old man saw something washing up on the shore and glinting in the sunshine.
"Did I? Oh, yes, over there. Looks like a bottle."
The old man realized that it was a bottle. Do you remember episode 4? It was a while ago now. And even I can barely remember it. And I'm the narrator. In that episode, the old man found a bottle in the middle of the lake. Inside was a genie who claimed to know the true meaning of life. He wrote it down on a piece of paper and then, for reasons unknown, put it in the bottle and threw it back into the lake. And now that bottle has washed up on the shore of this tiny island.
"Well, I suppose we should open it. Imagine, worm, this is what humans have been wondering about since, well, forever. And I hold the answer here in my hands. What do you think it's going to say? Maybe it's something simple like, the meaning of life is to make and eat great cheese."
"I'll tell you what it isn't. It isn't to be worm-napped and used as fish bait."
The old man considered asking the narrator what he thought might be written on the piece of paper. Not only was the narrator handsome, he also seemed very wise.
Any ideas on the meaning of life, narrator?"
"The meaning of life," said the narrator, "is simply to narrate everything. For instance, find an old man with a long white beard who seems to be just talking to himself, and watch what he's doing, and then narrate what he does the best way you can. But a little tip. To do this, you'll need a top-quality microphone. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Ideally with a long wire. A very, very long wire."
"Right, to be honest, I don't think that's what's written on the paper. For a start, it's quite a small piece of paper, and there's not quite enough room for technological advice on microphone quality."
At this, the narrator looked disappointed. Anyway, the old man began to uncork the bottle and then suddenly stopped because he had this feeling.
"Exactly. I have this feeling that I shouldn't read the note. Maybe we need to find out the meaning for ourselves instead."
"Well, if it was up to me, I'd read it. But I can't read. I'm a worm."
The old man weighed the bottle in his hand. He held his breath. The worm held her breath. Everything, for the moment, stopped. It was like time stood still, and all was silent. Except for the narrator, who is narrating. Suddenly, the old man leaned back and threw the bottle as far into the lake as he could.
"Come on, worm,"
he said.
"Let's swim to the boat."
The old man zipped the worm into his pocket, stepped into the lake, and started swimming. The narrator did not follow them, mainly because the water would have damaged his top-quality microphone. Instead, the narrator stood on the beach, watching the bottle and its message slowly float away into the distance. It's still there now. Maybe one day you might find it. Although it might take a long time. Maybe your whole life.
Welcome back aboard, Cap'n. Hello, little worm.
Hello.
Thanks, Bolt. Where should we go next?
Hey guys, wait for me! Shouted the narrator. The Old Man in the Boat is a Message Heard production in collaboration with Fun Kids and supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.